Let us go in silence as we center our hearts before Him. Let us pray. Loving God, we bow our heads and our hearts before You. Before You, all things are known, and all things are revealed that are hidden. For You see past the facades, You see past the personas, into our very soul, into our very being, those darkened places where we think no one knows or goes. We find You there. And Father, we thank You that despite what You may find there, You love us anyway. And nothing separates us from Your love, according to the Apostle Paul. For Your love is given to us, exemplified in the life, death, and resurrection of Your Son and our Savior, Jesus, our Christ. And Father, before You we come, seeking forgiveness for sins, asking that You help us forgive others as well, to let things go, to travel a little lighter in this life, forgiven and forgiving. And Father, we lift the needs of our church before You as we have called out upon You many names, many situations. But Father, there are likely as many that we didn't call out that we carry every day. And Father, we lift them before You, each and every one, spoken and unspoken alike. For those written in our hearts, written in our bulletin, we lift them up in prayers of intercession. For whatever their need may be, we know that You know, and that in Your love and grace, You will touch them. And Father, as we pray for our church, we pray for our general conference coming up the last of this month. And as we come together as a denominational body, may we be led by Your Spirit, by Your grace, by Your word, in truth and love. We pray for the delegates who go and those who will lead. And Father, we truly lift up not only our church, but all churches who proclaim Jesus Christ as the way, the truth, and the life. We lift them up, their ministry and mission, and would ask that You would bless them and the message that they share. And Father, as we pray for just the churches here, we pray for churches around the world, missionaries, those who have dedicated their lives to go to the places that maybe we can't, or wouldn't, or won't. Father, we pray that You give them safety and a message inspired by Your Spirit. And Father, we pray for the leaders in our community. We pray for the leaders in our nation. Father, we pray that this division not be there, that they would be able to sit down and not argue over the points and the politics, but to really talk about what the good of the people is. And Father, we do pray for peace around the world. We pray for devastation and tragedy that seems to mark the days. But Father, let us not get lost in all the negative that we seem to be confronted with on a regular basis, but let us see also the good that's going on through Your love, grace, and mercy in the world around us. We pray for those who are shut-ins in their own homes, nursing homes, caregivers, those who serve our country in many different ways, from our military to law enforcement to medical staff, firemen, for those who stand in harm's way, that we would know safety and have someone there. So Father, now we'd ask that You hear us as we join our hearts with our voices to pray as You taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.